I feel like I've just saved a lot of money. I feel like I have not only just saved a lot of money, but I've probably kept a large hunk of technology from filling up a landfill. All with the help of Terry, of Terry Vision. That's T-E-R-R-I Vision. I'll probably tag his phone number onto the bottom of this recording, because it's very rare I come across a tradesperson of such integrity and knowledge, and just someone I really want to see be around. He's been around doing television and video and, well, technology repairs now. He wasn't doing video repairs because they weren't around back 42 years. So for 42 years, he's been repairing stuff, keeping it going. I remember as a kid seeing watch repair shops where you could actually see the people repairing the clocks and the watches and the timepieces. I remember in Rugby, it might still be there, around the back of Carville's, there was a little doorway that you'd go in and you'd leave your bit of tech. I must admit, last time I went there, it was with Robert's radio, and they wanted a fortune to repair the bloody thing. And I had to go myself and managed, luckily. But for the sake of what appears to be just a loose connection, the television is working. The picture quality is fantastic. The audio is better than the massive flat screen I've got at home. Talk about bassy and full. He said this is a great telly. They don't often go wrong. It's 10 years old and it's still a good, solid picture. No, it's not digital ready, but with the cost of those little boxes, and it will live a bit longer. Now, my grandmother has a TV effectively 6 times the size, surface area of the screen, than the one she was watching. And she's not got the greatest eyes, so she's much happier now. Better sound, better picture. And if I'm totally honest, apart from her friends and the occasional trip to town, she's 85 years old. There's not that much she enjoys more than maybe watching some good TV. So why not make it a good TV rather than the little portable she's had to put up with recently? It did cross my mind. Maybe it's destined for the tip. I'm so glad I got it fixed. I just wish there were more people out there doing the same thing, saying, wait a minute, before you upgrade just because it's the latest, and I'm as bad as this for, you know, being an early adopter, we tend to move on to the latest tech, and I don't throw anything away, I must admit. I'm a bit of a hoarder, so I'll either hang on to it, use it as a spare, migrate something to another room, or pass it on to friends and family. We just upgrade way too often, way too quickly. Mobile phones is another example. That's something that, you know, yes, we can feel a little bit good about passing our phones to third world companies in those little envelopes that we pass on, but if we don't need to do that, don't do it. But of course, some of us love tech so much, we have to have the latest and greatest and best, no matter what the cost sometimes. But when it's something as big and expensive and important as a television, get it fixed, I reckon. And don't... It's difficult with computers. I know that some people are pretty clued up to be able to do that. And you do see computer repair shops. I remember seeing one just off the Tottenham Court Road recently. And I looked through the window and I thought, oh my God, it looks like my garage. There's just crap everywhere. And they're obviously doing a cracking job in there of being able to fix pretty much everything. Even Apple Macs, which sometimes don't make it that easy, but with their sealed modular bodies that they have now and so on and so forth. Yes, very, very rewarding. He did tell me that it's getting harder and harder to get the tech specs. He says people don't realise, they bring something in, they expect me just to fix it. I have to reverse engineer a device to find out what's wrong with it when it isn't working in the first place. Problem solving to the max. Kudos to Terry. I says, you know, so where do you get the specifications from? He says, well, I try to download them from online, but it's companies like Panasonic. Are you listening, Panasonic? Companies like Panasonic do not let the small independent repairman access to the PDFs. Not easily, he says. If anybody knows of where it's possible to get all the TV and video and whatever specs for Panasonic, please let me know and I will pass it on to Terry, because he's having an absolute nightmare. He says that they'll only deal with big dealers. That is a shame. Shame on Panasonic, because this guy is obviously doing something you're not so keen on. Keeping your products in people's homes when obviously you want to shift more products. You don't want them to last forever. The Philips TV I've got is over 10 years old. That's awesome. And it's making my grandmother very happy, which of course makes me very happy. So I'm going to thank him again. Thanks, Terry of Terry Vision. Great name, by the way. Such a shame that you haven't got a website. I'd love to plug it. And all the other Terrys out there, keep up the good work, guys.